For Phil Reitinger, the Deputy Undersecretary of the National Protection and Programs Directorate at the Homeland Security Department, Cyberstorm 3 is about more than just testing cybersecurity. It's about testing the ability of people and organizations to collaborate.
One of the things that I think it's critical to recognize about cyberspace is this is beyond the capability of any one government agency to respond to, or even one government or one private sector entity. This really requires a joint response. And what we are seeing now, what we are working through, is the framework created by the National Cyber Incident Response Plan, and the facilities such as the National Cyber Incident, the National Cybersecurity Communications and Integration Center, that will enable and that are enabling all of the different players to come together, to work together, to share information, to as issues come up in the infrastructure, attacks, vulnerabilities, to solve those problems, to work through them together jointly, to come up with joint solutions and to implement them.
This is DHS's second media briefing on Cyberstorm in 6 days. Last Friday, reporters were allowed to view DHS's new National Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Center in Arlington, the NCIC for short, which serves as the hub of the agency's ongoing response to the exercise. The second briefing comes as Cyberstorm 3 has been underway for about 2 days since late Monday evening.
And I think that's going really, really well. We're very excited, and things are going to get more and more interesting over the course of today, as the events continue to ramp up, as all of the players involved face more pressure and a more significant set of requirements, and we'll have an opportunity to see how everyone responds, how they're able to work together, and how they're able to solve the problems.
To recap, 7 cabinet-level agencies, 11 states, 12 nations, and 60 private sector companies are participating in Cyberstorm 3. And while DHS is coordinating its response and involvement to the exercise scenario from the NCIC in Arlington, the game, or exercise itself, is being run from the headquarters of the U.S. Secret Service in downtown D.C. It is from a basement level in the building that a still-classified game scenario depicting the start of a cybersecurity breakdown was issued 3.5 days ago. It's a scenario that even a top player like Reitinger only knows in broad strokes for now.
To tell you the truth, I don't know the scenario. I have remained ignorant except as the events come in because I have a role to play. So I just see stuff when it comes up along with the rest of the players because that's how we know, you know, how we're doing and how we'll react. We're playing this for real.
Cyberstorm 3 is what is known as a tabletop exercise in which participants all over the globe are either emailed or texted the initial scenario and then subsequent events known as injects as the scenario is played out over a 4-day period. Participants don't see the effects of the scenario on an actual computer network. I asked Undersecretary Reitinger if the absence of a physical network crashing under the weight of a cyber attack deters from this exercise.
So I'm going to give you a definitive answer. Maybe. I think that would be an interesting thing to do. You know, I think doing sort of live fire in cyber is really hard to do because people don't want their network shut down and who knows what happens. And we are talking about, of course, critical government and critical infrastructure networks, you know, where Five-nines reliability understates the requirement. But, simulating a network where you test the stuff that's happening and you implement the responses, that might be a very interesting thing to do in the future.
While no actual computer network is being affected by the prosecution of Cyberstorm 3, Reitinger says this exercise is proving to be an excellent test for DHS's NCIC, which opened late last year.
We had other mechanisms before. We had U.S. CERT, we had the National Coordinating Center for Telecommunications. We had other bodies. What the NCIC provides is the organizational mechanism to bring all those capabilities together on a joint watch floor, to share information not only virtually, but with people breathing the same air, between the public and private sectors, and broadly across government. And so we're looking forward very much to see how that enables our response through the course of the exercise.
The briefing then moved downstairs where Brett Lambeau, DHS's director of the Cybersecurity Exercise Program and the game master for Cyberstorm 3, presides over a brightly lit, bustling room crammed with people, phones, and lots of flat-screen monitors.
I think we have about 100 people kicking around, all with workstations and access to all those exercise networks. So you can see it's a pretty big operation. But as we've said, that number, multiply that number by 10 or more for the number of players that they represent out in the field. But this is what you see here is actually quite quiet. There's usually a lot more people standing up and talking and throwing things at each other.
The room is dominated at one end by a 12-foot-tall computer screen.
This is our MESL, Master Scenario Event List. Each one of those little things in the eye chart is something that we expect to, or that will potentially go out into the game to act as an implementer, to act as something to initiate action on behalf of the players. And those are the things that we talk about then that we can track what they're doing with that, and to the extent that we need to shift that on the fly, we can. But this is how we track what's out into the game, and under each one of those, using the exercise execution engine that we use, you can see who it went to, when it went, what was our expected player action, and what was the actual player action.
With so many new states, nations, and private sector companies participating in Cyberstorm for the first time, I asked Lambeau if the newcomers get training to help cope with the scenario's demands.
We've worked with international partners and state partners and in the sectors to conduct smaller scale building block exercises, some of which the intent of those exercises is literally just to learn how to better exercise. We have a lot of jargon. We have a lot of things that you have to be able to understand. And so that's why I think what we're seeing this time around is really positive, because basically everyone in this room has been to this rodeo before. And so getting them up to speed for how to actually exercise wasn't as much of a necessity. But you're right, for those new players, we have taken great steps to train them on the tools, give them, sort of an exercise 101.
Cyberstorm 3 wraps up sometime this afternoon. Reitinger says the task of sorting through everything they've learned will begin simultaneously.
The first thing that we're going to focus on is taking a look at what happened, what did we learn, where were the successes, how do we move forward, and then rapidly, how do we turn that into enhancing the National Cyber Incident Response Plan process and all the things that go along with it, including how the NCIC operates.
That's DHS's Phil Reitinger at Secret Service Headquarters in Northwest Washington. I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.